Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2010. We have a very special guest on the show today that I'm so excited to talk to, Tali Giat, best known to audiences as the winner of the wildly popular television show on Fox, More to Love. Prior to her success on the small screen, Tali worked as a wardrobe stylist and up-and-coming plus-size model in New York City and continues to do so nationwide. She was working as a promotional model for local brands in the city when she replied to a casting call for a new reality television show called More to Love. The show's 20 plus-size contestants vied for the heart of 26-year-old bachelor Luke Conley. Tali was successfully the last woman standing to win the bachelor's marriage proposal as well as the hearts of the viewers. Tali is currently considering a number of opportunities which will allow her to take her message public and reach out to women of all ages, educating and raising awareness about sizeism in America and fostering positive self-esteem. By sharing her story, Tali is working to empower women and contribute to healthy body image, which is to promote normal size women in media, marketing, entertainment, and fashion. And let's welcome her to the show.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for being with us this evening. It's such
a
pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. So since More to Love aired, you seem to be keeping low profiles. Is this your first interview since appearing on the show?
Well, no, I have done a few interviews before, but this is actually my first radio interview, so I'm a little bit nervous yet excited. So if I start speaking in another language, just let me know, and I'll go back to English.
Nothing to be nervous about. But
yeah.
You're so beautiful. Do you have a hard time dating? Why did being on this type of show appeal to you?
Well, let's see if I have a hard time dating. Well, I don't really put too much time into dating. I don't really, you know, take much effort.
Mm-hmm.
But this show was really special to me. I was asked before doing, you know, other concepts of reality TV show, but I never wanted to do anything like that. But when I heard the concept of this show and the premise of it, that it has a message behind it and a positive one, which I wanted to support prior on being
mm-hmm.
on the show, and I was working towards that before going on the show,
right.
I thought it would be a great thing, you know, to kind of combine my passion to help, you know, other women
mm-hmm.
And also to find love. So I actually came with those two, you know, very important, very strong kind of point of views into this show. So I was really excited to do that.
So was the final outcome of the show that aired on television the same concept that was pitched to you in the audition and casting process?
Most definitely. I mean, going on the show when we did the auditions, when we were told what it was all about, they definitely focused on, you know, the positive message of us being on the show, how we could change people's perception of beauty, how it could open, you know, doors to women who are having a hard time talking about it or having a hard time dealing with their personal life, with their, you know, social life as far as being full figured. So it definitely fell along with what they promised the show to be like and what it ended up being. So,
but on the show, a big majority of the girls in the house looked like they had very low self-esteem and were desperate for a man. So was that an accurate portrayal of the women there, or was it really unfair editing?
You know what? From what I know, the girls on the show and after the show, I could say that most of them are very confident. I think it's very difficult to judge a person under these circumstances. For instance, I remember myself watching The Bachelor for years and always, you know, laughing of the about the girls on the show, what they're doing, how they're acting, how they're obviously portrayed to be on the show. But you don't understand the process and you don't understand what you're going through until you're in that. So after going through the experiences, I don't think you can judge anyone until you experience it yourself. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of unexpected situations that people can get emotional. It kind of pushes your buttons in a way.
Yeah, it was so much crying. Like one episode, it was crying after crying after crying. I was
exactly.
Like, oh my God.
Exactly. And you have to remember, we're filming for a lot of hours a day, so you get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe that, you know, even though there's a lot of pressure, you still have in somewhat control of what you're saying and how you react to a certain situation and what you
right.
say. Because bottom line, editing or not editing, the words that you say are being said anyways.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Now, were you surprised when the show aired and all plus-size women weren't supportive of the show?
You know what? Most of the responses that I've ran into and that I've seen through, you know, people that meet me in person or through my fan page, it was mostly positive. I didn't really run through a lot of, you know, negative response. I think people, it's something new, and every time that something new comes out like that, it takes
mm-hmm.
time for people to adjust, to realize what it's all about.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Now, how was it working with Emmy? Did you get to interact with her much?
Well, at the beginning, I guess because we were a lot of people, we didn't really have a whole lot of time to kind of spend or talk to her. But as we narrowed down to probably the bottom four or three and, of course, the bottom two, we definitely got to see a little bit more of her. I think she's a great lady, and, you know, I wish we could have had more conversation. I think she's a very interesting person that
wow.
I personally would like to get to
right.
know her
especially
experience
you,
and her journey.
Especially you pursuing plus size modeling, she could have told you a lot of things about
exactly.
the industry.
Exactly. And also because she works, I from what I know, she works a lot to promote the positive body image and the self-esteem
mm-hmm.
and to help women, you know, basically the same things I would like to do. So, yeah.
So do you keep in touch with any of the girls? Did you make any new friends on the show?
Yeah. I have had some friendships come out of this show, which was a great thing as well. I do keep in touch with a few of the girls, and, you know, we talk every now and then and hang out sometimes when we have the chance. We're all busy with our own schedules, but
right.
Some great girls. I must say this cast was a really, really great, really great cast.
Now, how long did this show take to film? And was it really enough time to truly fall in love with someone, or did you get caught up in the competition and the moment?
Well, we filmed the show for about a month, and as far as my thought of, you know, even if it was enough time to fall in love or not, I never put a timeline, you know, even before the show on how long does it take to fall in love. In my personal experience, I've had, you know, relationships where I dated guys for a year or two, and I didn't feel in love the way I felt, you know, with Luke, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, it's how you feel. It's the chemistry. It's what's going on between the couple. It's very private. So you can fall in love within 2 weeks. You can fall in love within 2 years.
So do
so
you believe in love at first sight, that you could just see somebody and bam, you know, that's the one?
I don't know if I would call it a love at first sight. I would call it something that is beyond what you can explain in words, and that is why you need to explore more and to see if what sparkled in you the moment you saw that person, if it's real or it's just, you know, something but else or just an excitement.
Did the competition kind of play a part in it? Because, you know, girls can be competitive over men sometimes.
Well, in my nature, I'm not a competitive person at all, and I've never, from very first day, even going on the audition, I've never approached, I've never approached the whole process of being on a show like this as a competition. Even being in the house, being on the show, I never felt it was a competition because I truly believe it doesn't matter how much you will try to be three times better or to do the best you can't force love. You can't force the connection. If it's there, it will happen. If it's not, then it's not, and it's okay. But it, as long as you do the best you can to be who you are, you know, and not overdo things, then what meant to happen will happen.
Right. Now, you are originally from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So what did your parents say about you kissing a man on television?
Oh, man.
I assume they're conservative and erased an eyebrow or two.
Well, I do come from a somewhat conservative house, but I wasn't concerned about my parents seeing me, you know, kissing on national TV, and I don't think it played a big part for them either because I made sure to speak to them on the phone after every episode. I think for me, and that was a subject that was, you know, brought up a lot, was the bathing suit part, and I feel like I would like to clear that out because I think most of the fans think that, you know, I had a problem being on TV with a bathing suit because I'm a full-figured person because I have, you know, insecurities about that. And for me, it was a different reason. I think it was portrayed like that on TV, but it wasn't the real reason.
So wait, remind me of the part of the show. It, everyone was swimming at the swimming pool and you didn't want to come out.
Oh, no. I was one of the cast members who was known to always fall on those dates where there's a bathing suit from the very beginning.
Okay.
So I think I had in total about four or five dates with Luke and the other girls where I wore a bathing suit. And I spoke about it and I was upset about it, you know, on the show. But it wasn't because of that. It was, first of all, because my idea of dating is not, you know, going on first, second, third date with someone half naked, if I might say,
right
away. That's not my idea of ideal dating.
And people interpret it as you weren't confident with your body.
Yes. And the second reason was because I'm coming from a somewhat conservative house, I had concerns about, you know, my family seeing me wearing, you know, bathing suit on national TV. It's bathing suit and lingerie is something that I keep private, you know, to the person that I have in a relationship.
But what about with modeling gigs?
See, this is something I've been asked about it before, and I don't know. I haven't made up my mind about that yet.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards not really doing any lingerie shoots or whatever, but
then
I don't
is that
know
more
yet.
Like a religious thing?
Not necessarily religious. It's just it's out of respect to my family, you know, out of respect to my grandfather and you know my dad and
right.
I don't know.
Right.
It has nothing to do with religion. It's just I've always been a private person that way, and I've never the way I dress, the way I you know, carry myself. I don't like to be provocative. I don't like to wear clothes that are too revealing. Still, you can still be sexy, but you don't have to be too revealing.
Right.
I like to keep something for the imagination.
Well, that's great because people just let it hang all out these days. So that's a good quality.
Yeah, I just think it's more, you make it more, how do you say that?
Classy.
You make people more curious about you, more mysterious.
So looking back, do you think being on the show was a positive or negative experience, and would you do it again?
First of all, I would say it was definitely a positive experience. As much as I am self-confident, it helped me a lot in different areas. I was in a situation of living in a house with 20 other women previously in my life.
Before the show?
Yes, being in the military. So I knew well how to approach the situation. I knew how to handle it and handle myself. within a group of a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
If I would do it again, I don't know. I think I put a lot on the line the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult dealing with, like, personal life, you know, on camera. I took
right.
a risk, and I'm glad I did it. I have no regrets. Don't get me wrong.
But you think one time was enough?
Yeah, one time was enough. And it's just, Let me use an example. The current bachelor, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that he's very, you know, very genuine about his intentions.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, and he was very, you know, loud and clear about it, that he's very serious about the experience. He is there to find love, to find the woman he wants to spend his life with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he put his life on hold, his work, his passion for flying, you know, airplanes. And I think when people go on a show like this, they the first thing they need to think about and they need to make sure they are in the right spot in their life where they are willing and committed to the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, you know, in a way, Jake is like that, and I knew that I was like that. You know what I mean?
Right. So
you
right
need to
place.
Understand it goes beyond just being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The real hard work starts after the show.
Right, right.
So,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I'll do it again. I don't know if I can choose out of 20 men. I think being on the other side of it is harder than being a contestant.
You think so?
Yes. You know what? I mean, I don't know how it would be to break people's heart every day. And you don't have enough time to get to know them.
Right, right.
It's almost like the time, what is forced on you, so to speak, is the timeline.
Right.
It's the time that you're given.
Sometimes you just have to make a decision and really undecided,
exactly.
Just forced.
Exactly. You have a certain time to get an impression with someone. If that contestant is not using the time that they have with the bachelor or bachelorette, if they don't use that time right to show who they really are and to open up, then it's kind of a lost time, and you know, the other person doesn't get to know you right, so
and then
your opportunity is gone.
Let's talk about the Bachelor. Some people criticize the show because the Bachelor, Luke, was a man, a big man, and they thought that it showed that big girls could only get big men, and that's it. And some people said the show would have been better if it would have been a muscular male model. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, okay. That caught me by surprise. That's a new one.
Oh, you hadn't heard that before?
No, I didn't hear that before. I don't know what my thought about that. I think it was a show on big people, so, you know, why not change?
Right.
The you know, all we see on the regular Bachelor is those, you know, six-pack guys, so I think they just wanted to kind of change it all and bring a different Bachelor this time. I think
right
it was
on
good.
Both sides.
Yeah,
I didn't have a problem with it either. I thought he was great.
Yeah, and I think I think people, I don't know.
Just
I think it's a good. I think it's a good. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think a lot of the girls in the house, if I can recall right from our conversations, never even dated a big guy in their lives before. So for them, it was a new experience as well. It's not like all of the bachelorettes in the house dated big guys, you know, their entire life because they're big girls.
Okay. That's interesting to know.
Yeah.
So I know you can't talk about certain things due to a contract. Mm-hmm. However, can you tell us if you're currently single or in a relationship?
Well, I guess it will have to be out there one day. George Clooney and I are dating. No, we're not.
What about you and Luke?
Luke and I actually broke up back in October.
Wow. So how long were you guys together after the show?
A few months. Let's see. The show ended in June, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
4 months. Few months. Yeah.
So
you know, we give it a go, and you know, one of the reasons I'm going back to your first question,
mm-hmm.
We did, you know, keep low profile just because we didn't want, excuse me, the whole like media buzz around us and everything. We just wanted to kind of lay low and explore and see if this really works for us in real life, and you know.
Now, after the show is over and the cameras fade away, is the dynamics between you and him the same as on screen, or does everything change?
Well, it's a different situation, definitely. Being on the show, everything is much more intense, much more fast.
Right.
I think it was the same for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you have other kind of exterior factors of real life setting in and work, and you just go back to your regular life.
And you two lived in different states, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That was a long distance relationship. It's
yes.
hard
so
too.
It was a long, exactly. So it was long distance, and you know, it wasn't easy, but we tried to make it work, and then we just decided it's, you know,
well, fair
we
enough.
Wish each other well, and
right.
No harm. We gave it a try.
So do you know if there will be a second season of More to Love?
I actually have no idea. I have no idea if they're planning on second season. I think it's kind of difficult because it's a summer show. It's not necessarily a show like The Bachelor that runs, you know, seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea.
So besides appearing on reality shows, you're also a plus-size model, which I've mentioned a few times throughout the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about being plus-size, and what does that mean to you?
Well, being a plus-size, it's kind of – I haven't been a model my entire life, but I've been, you know, chubby, I would put it that way, my entire life. So it's something I pretty much lived with. It's not like I have a new – opinion about that. Definitely, I wasn't that confident as I am today when I was younger, and I think the big change happened when I moved to the States a few years ago, where I finally got more of an attention and a positive one towards my curves from people than I used to get back in Israel. So I kind of started to, like, you know, look at myself in the mirror again and say, hey, it's not so bad. I don't
so
look that bad.
In Israel, that is not a positive attitude towards the curvier women?
No, not necessarily. I think there is, it's just because there is not as much awareness
mm-hmm.
for full-figured women there as there is here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I'm hoping to contribute to and to kind of change people's perception, you know, here and there as well. But I have to say that I feel much better about myself in the last, you know, few years that I've been here, and I'm much more positive. And it means a lot. It means that you have a voice. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would be a fool if I can't use it, if I won't use it.
Mm-hmm.
To help other people, and especially I think most of the feedback came after the show, obviously, when you're under the public eye and you're more exposed to much more people
mm-hmm.
Then you know, the fans has definitely have a big part in contributing to my confidence as well and my passion and, you know, willing to do even more at this point than I've even had before.
Well, that's great. And your bio also says you're a healthy body image ambassador. So how does it feel to be a role model to other women?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful and humbled. I think it's very nice to see that there are a lot of women and young girls out there that can relate to me and to my journey and experience and, you know, my stories. And I feel that, you don't have to be a celebrity or you don't have to be someone really big to make a change. It's the little things that make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if we all make sure we do one thing a day to make somebody else feel better about themselves, then we've done our job.
That's
you don't
awesome.
Really Yeah, you don't really have to do a whole lot. So I'm very grateful, you know, to all the great feedback and letters and emails that people send and encourage me to do things and to go for my ideas and my aspirations and my passions. Excuse me. So it just empowers you to do more. And I'm more determined now, I would say, after being on the show than I was before.
So what's next for you? Do you have anything coming up that you can discuss, or is everything top secret right now?
I like the word top secret. It makes me feel important. Well, nothing is top secret. It's just I rather, you know, there are some projects in the works these days, very exciting opportunities. I'm very, very thrilled and very blessed to have a lot of people around me who are very, you know, strong and helpful. I'm working on a few projects. I can't really give a whole lot of details right now, but
they're
all going to be good, and I'm looking forward to start getting some things moving this year. 2010 is going to be a great year.
Definitely. Now, tell us your official official website. Do you have a website, or is it the Facebook fan page right now?
We have the Facebook fan page. Yeah, I do have the Facebook fan page. We have a lot of people on there, and I communicate on it daily. If you just go on Facebook and put on the search engine, Callie More to Love, it should take you right away to my fan page, and I discuss a lot of issues starting from, you know, beauty and size and just quotes of the day to inspire people. You know, everybody has bad days. I do have bad days as well, you know, when you're not really in a mood to do anything or you're not that motivated. So I just, you know, I really like to stay connected with my fans, which I don't really like to call them fans. I like to call them friends because I'm not a super star to have fans. so I like to stay in touch and, you know, it's fun. We have fun. So,
and
yeah, definitely.
And you're on Twitter also, right?
Yes, I am on Twitter. It's Tally MTL, just a shortcut for More to Love. And there's a link through the Facebook fan page that takes you right away to the Twitter. So if you can't find the Twitter, you can use the fan page to
awesome.
Find me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And, to book you for modeling, speaking, endorsements, or other opportunities, everyone listening, you should go through her publicist, Penelope Jean at PenelopeJean.com, or email Penelope@PenelopeJean.com.
Correct.
And that's PENELOPE JEAN.com. So thank you so much for being on the show. See, it was painless.
Thank you.
Nothing to be nervous about.
It was fun.
Yes.
It's good. I didn't speak in Hebrew, so it was good. So nobody will understand. I get really nervous before interviews. And you know, doing interviews on TV, they can do cut and film it again. And
right.
When you're on a radio, it's kind of different.
It's live. But it
yes.
was awesome. And definitely keep me posted on all your upcoming projects so I can get the exclusive scoop on what
of
you're up
course.
To.
Of course. Most definitely. You'll be the first to know.
Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Tally. And tune in next week where my guest will be Whitney Thompson, the first full-figure model to win America's Next Top Model and currently the cover girl for this month's Plus Model magazine. If you're interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. For more information about the show, visit plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.